League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Welcome to TipTV Finance, where I'm joined, as usual, by Ben Kumar from Seven Investment Management, who's an investment manager there. How are you today, Ben?
Very good, Zach. You?
I'm okay. It looks as though this week, after all the excitement and the thrills and spills, it was just another dip to buy into. Is that correct?
Yeah, it certainly seems to be the flavour of it, doesn't it? You know, we actually had some political events happening somewhere other than the United States, for once. Accusations of corruption and bribery in Brazil. But, you know, it does seem to have been one of those, you know, I saw it described on various commentary programs as a crisis, the crisis of the last 2 days. Look, if 2 days of negative market movement is a crisis, I think we're in quite a nice world, quite a benign place to be. And I think that's because, we've talked about it before, the actual state of the global economy is pretty good. And when we have nothing to worry about economically, we look at politics more.
Right, and but does that mean that people are going to start? People like you are going to start shifting your money away, though, from America. The Trump trade's over, and it's time to look to other places.
Well, I think the Trump trade's been over for some time. When you look at things like the U.S. small cap sector, you know, it's probably one of the worst performing developed markets this year. You know, it's up about 1.5%, whereas almost every other developed market is up by 5-6%. That's because it was very much a Trump trade. It was about tax cuts. It was about having more of a dynamic economy. And that's faded, and it's been faded for quite some time. They've gone sideways almost since 2 days after the election. So is there optimism to come out of the market? I'm not sure anyone was still in the market hoping that Donald Trump was going to be nothing but a force for good.
So it was really just a few stocks, the FANG stocks, let's say, taking the U.S. market higher, but otherwise there wasn't really much in it. It was a bit of a hollow egg.
Well, I think there's hollow egg is a bit unfair. I think the U.S. is quite a full egg, if you want to continue using that metaphor. It's nothing to do with Donald Trump. You know, it's to do with the fact that you've got an economy that is, you know, now 8 years away from crisis and growing pretty strongly. It's got an unemployment rate that's nearly the lowest it's ever been, which means there are more people than ever in work. And that, as a force, is a pretty powerful one.
Right. I just wanted to talk a bit about the situation over here. We've had the Conservative Party manifesto and lots of, populist stuff, but consumer-focused ingredients there, not very good if you're trying to take over UK companies, perhaps. Seem to be a bit of a Lib Dem type of agenda there.
Yeah, I tell you what, if it didn't have the branding on the front and you didn't know what it was, you were just presented with a sheet of paper with this manifesto on, you know, I think 2-3 years ago, you'd have been very hard-pressed to tell which party it came from, whether it was kind of a centre-Labour manifesto, a centred-Lib Dem manifesto, or a central-Conservative manifesto. You know, the idea that the response to populism is to regain the middle ground is, I think, what we've been shown here. You know, Macron's done it successfully in France, which is, look, you try and win the moderates on every side and take the party politics out of it, and that's quite a successful way to get re-elected. You know, you can see it as well when we look at the campaign over here in the UK. Theresa May is campaigning in a very presidential way. Look at her battle bus. It says Theresa May in large letters. Doesn't really talk about the Conservatives. You know, this is it. You capture the middle ground as a personality rather than a party.
Yes, I think that was actually the reason why we got into the populist thing in the first place. But we'll see how that works out. I presume here Theresa can get away with it because she's got Jeremy Corbyn as her foe. And obviously Macron could get away with it because he had Le Pen. So I think in those situations, both of them, you could have Coco the Clown as your opponent and you could come up with any policy you wanted. But we'll see if the mood of the people remains as benign going forward. But pound pushed through $1.30 yesterday and then came straight back again with a flash crash, apparently. Any views on that?
I mean, it seemed to coincide very nicely with the strong retail sales number coming out of the UK, up 4.5% year on year in April. We have the continual problem that Easter is a floating holiday, which messes up the numbers year after year after year. It's what happens when you decide to do some rituals by the moon. So the numbers are good, but it's a very, very volatile indicator. Yes, it pushed sterling up, but I think people, you know, by the end of the afternoon were saying, okay, we're not really in much of a different situation than we were yesterday morning.
Is it also the case that people all know that Mark Carney's not going to raise rates, whatever the data?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that's, I'm not going to say it's baked in, but I can't see Mr. Carney sitting up at night worrying about whether he's going to raise rates or not. He's in a very, he's in a much more relaxed position, I think, than Janet Yellen.
Right, and just your what's the Seven Investment Management favourite of the moment? What's your current sort of NAP selection?
Well, I mean, we've been talking about it for a while, but you know, the Indian economy still looks like it's somewhere where there's a lot of money still to be put to work. A lot more foreign investment has been coming in, which has been a good sign. You've got a goods and sales tax that looks set to be ratified and implemented within the next month or so. You know, there's quite a dynamic force in that area of Asia, and it doesn't do much really with Donald Trump, and it doesn't get involved in incidents on the Korean Peninsula. You know, it's reasonably well insulated and can focus on being an old school emerging market.
Out of range of any stray missiles. But Ben Kumar, investment manager at Seven Investment Management, thank you very much for joining us today, and have a great weekend.
Thanks.
Leagues Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning Leagues Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. Leagues Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.